Blog Talk Radio. The cars are lying. Shall break every chain. Conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again.
Man, I was off in such deep conversation, man, my mind was traveling, man. I forgot to hit one.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Now I know my cousin B and cousin Shirley, so he's going to say, what the hell was that you smoking? But Brother Drew, I want to greet you in the greeting words of the ancient, of our original tongue, Yashelawan, in Arabic, Assalamu alaikum, in Hebrew, Shabbat shalom, and in nigger, peace be unto you. Something that a nigger ain't never had in America in his whole life is peace be unto you. He'll greet you with good morning, good evening, and good afternoon.
Right.
and that good morning, he be moaning in the good afternoon, moaning in the good evening, and when the morning come in the morning, his ass still be moaning. So what we have to do, Brother Drew, is we have to graduate from the University of CS, and the University of CS is the University of Common Sense. And any of these people ask you where you graduate from, tell them first from the University of Common Sense, because the people that's listening to my voice, they either got their high degree or working on their degree of common sense, and common sense deal with nature. So I call this study, Brother Drew, rapping with my two great-great-grandfathers. I'm a half-breed grandson. That's what they'll call me. I'm going to do a lesson on all that, what a half-breed is. I am a half-breed. And we're going to be studying with who we call Jews in this language. And we're going to study out of their books, Brother Drew. We're going to use the Torah. We're going to use the Talmud. We're going to use the Tanakh. And we're going to use the Book of Dead Names, which is Necromancium book. And we're going to study with some deep knowledge. We're going to first divide the earth, because the first thing that I was told to teach in teaching this lesson was to divide the earth, north, south, east, and west hemisphere. 50,000 years of explosion happened, and the Creator separated the three hemispheres from the western hemisphere. So what we're going to be studying is what happened in what is known as the eastern hemisphere of the south, the north, and the east. What happened? The story that of what happened over there is an amazing story when we study the correct books. According to the Bible, it clearly tells you in the Bible that at Daniel's, the 27th chapter, last book of Daniel's, clearly tell you that the Bible was locked up. What was said had not happened. So the Bible would be a new book wrote on the other side of another time with another nation of people. So whatever you read in the Bible after Daniel's is the beginning of sorrow. And when you see it come to the West, which this book came to the West in the 12th century over here, then pre-encoded in the DNA of the original people over here, at a certain period of time, you will hear their voice rise up because it's pre-encoded in our DNA. This is what the story tells you. But you wouldn't know this until a certain period of time, because you had to go through certain periods of time. And the only way that we're going to understand this is we're going to have to understand what happened over there in the East. And it started with Zaka, whose name got translated as Adam, but it went through different changes. Adam in the Bible, we're going to be coming out of the Bible, and we'll be giving you scriptures in the Bible of stuff of where it tells the story that we had to break down at a certain time period. But if you went back and studied Judaism, you'd be able to do this. So the name Adam would be Zakah in the original story, because I'm going to read the original story out of the old ancient language translated into this language, according to what was written over there by the Jews. We have studied my great-great-grandfather, what they say, their history, of what they wrote about their brothers, of what happened, of this catastrophe that happened over there. So we have to change and get these names correct. Some names, we got to put them in the right order. And Adam is the first name, because this is a tribe of people that had never been on earth before called Adamites. And they came into existence after a galactic war, which would tell you in the 6th chapter of Genesis about the gods falling down. Well, where it was 200 nations of people that fell to earth. When you look at the Jedi, when you look at Star Wars, when you look at all of the modern day science fiction, as they call it, movies, it is not science fiction, it is their history. Yeah, I know it seems like it's mystified, but it's their history of the children of Japheth who lived in the Caucasus Mountain mixing with these alien beings when they came down to Earth fighting a war. The Earth came out of the sky. That's what, these people were from Mars, Jupiter, what is known as the dead stars and the dead planets. Where these people live on Earth as we speak now, when they mixed their seed with certain tribes that was over there. And we are dealing with the tribes of Magog, Gog, and Tubal, the sons of Japheth. Those was the first one. And when they came out of the Caucasus Mountain, they had mixed their seed with the worst one of these alien beings, according to their history, called the Anunnakis, which was the reptilians, which they were these people, the human beings, the people on Earth, did not have the telepathic and mental ability of the people that fell out the skies, according to the Jews. We weren't designed in that manner. These people took control of the mind. The mind is what you was created. So, but the mind can be reprogrammed when they hear the truth and can see the truth. Because the mind, through pre-encoded in your DNA, you and your children will start another way of life that you have been not been living. You go back to the correct way. This mind will eventually come back into being. This is the beginning of these minds understanding through many knowledges of where we stand. This story says that the reptilians, the way you would know these people now is by their signs and symbols and their numbers and their language. The Bible is very clear at Dabarim, which that would be Deuteronomy. The second chapter of Deuteronomy will tell you about the Zenzimenums. It tells you about all of these people at the second chapter. These are the tribes of people that had mixed their seed with these 200 different aliens that had came to Earth. They mixed their seed with that, what is known as the Adamites, which we call in today's society the Germanic race of people. The albino man is what his brother called him, and you also call him in today's society the Dagorian. When we go into the books of dead names, now, the books of dead names, I'm going to make good masons out of you today, Brother Drew. When we go in the 18th chapter of Deuteronomy and at the 11th verse, Moses says, at the 10th it says, when thou come into the land which the Lord the God given thee, they shall not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his sons and his daughters pass through the fires, or use divine nation, that's a knowledge, of an observer of time, that's a knowledge, enchanted, and with which, that's a knowledge, charm, consulter, and familiar spirit, that's a knowledge, wizard, that's a knowledge, and of a necromancian, that's a knowledge. You also will find that in Leviticus 20 and 27, 1 Samuel 28 and 7. See, documentation beats bullshit-ass conversation. That's my motto, Shirley. You see the word necromancian. Necromancian is the book of dead names. So when we're studying with my great-grandpa, we're going to have to come out of the book of this necromancian book and translate it back into this language so we'll know. So this was one of the codes that's in the Bible, that this book, the Bible, the first up from Genesis to Daniel's, is a code book. And you and I breaking down the codes, because this is what we was supposed to be able to do. It was pre-encoded in our DNA that we could understand what happened over there in this time period. You got these computers now. The Bible tell you there would be a time that was nothing to be hid from you, and there'd come a time that the mind would be so where you have the computer right now that this knowledge you don't have to do like I had to do, study many years for this knowledge, but it's so quick now that I say you're like the people that's even listening to me, you especially if you're younger than me, you're like light years ahead of me because I only know the ancient side. You know the computer and the ancient side, and that makes you a greater teacher, instructor of the knowledge, of this knowledge that we are sharing with each other right now. This Book of the Dead names will give us the correct names. So when we go back to the sixth chapter of Genesis, we see that that is the start of the Adamites. That means that the reptilians, and they use the word Nephilim in Hebrew, meaning reptilians. You can go online and pull up reptilians. Study David Icke and Jeremiah Sisson. Their books are great on it. They same knowledge that I'm sharing with you is the same knowledge that they shared, that they learned from their grandparents, that was handed down to them and through secret societies. And that's what we're doing now. That's what we are sharing this knowledge. Now, when we go into the sixth chapter of Genesis, this is the time that the tribes of the Adamite began to multiply all over the surface of the ground or the outside of the enclosed garden, and many daughters was born to them. This is the original way this should have read. They're talking about the Adamites when they had breeded with these beings that had came out, these reptilians. And then you go to the 6 and 2, it tells you that they saw the daughters of men and they were fair, and they took them wives for all of which they choose. And this word fair, this means white in this language here. If we break it down into the Hebrew, that these people that was mating with them, they didn't look like them, meaning that they had mutated. So when we go study with Homer the Greek and Josephus, we go back into their books and what they said, then 50,000 years ago, this being came on to earth as a Neanderthal and started mixing his seed, where this being has mixed his seed, this reptilian being, all the way through the three hemisphere and over here in the western hemisphere, as we speak right now, almost completely. And the way that you can tell that is that when we go study melon, which we had studied melon, we've studied how the body operates and how it works, then when we understand who this spirit is that's over here and what the reason of them and how they got over here, then we can understand how to deal with what we got to deal with to teach the baby. This is teaching is for the baby. You have to keep it in mind that we're the minds that coming into this mind, but to keep this mind complete on this teaching that we're talking about is that the baby has to have a pure mind. The only way the baby has to have a pure mind, he has to go back to what he was original, and that's a fruitarian and vegetarian. The only way that you can be a breatharian in today's atmosphere, in today's time, is the only way that you can control and get back the mind that you once had, which your pituitary gland grows back to your mind. We studied this, is that you had to go back, because every seed that's being born as we speak is a reptilian seed. Everything being born right now are half-breeds. And the only way that you can stop this half-breed through the study of the science of eugenics, we had to understand that the babies being produced had to be fruitarians, vegetarians, in order to survive. It wasn't for them. They were going to survive and eventually die out, but this mind had to recuperate for the people of melon. Then your melon kick in, and then you'll see a mutation begin where these minds will come back, but that's thousands of years from now. But this is the beginning of this, because what happened in the east then came to the west. This is the last hemisphere. So this is where the minds get together over here and write this book that they was talking about. Now, how we know? Well, Brother Dewa, Brother Meatball, how in the hell can you say that this reptilian is in everybody over here? Because we'll go back and study. We're studied by the science of eugenics. A seed, and they put this in the knowledge of the tree of life, the tree of knowledge. Well, the tree of knowledge deals with a seed. When you plant a seed in the ground to produce a tree, this tree, the seed can't be but so far down in the ground. And you can take your pinky finger and use it as a measuring stick. Common sense tells us that. That's old wise teaching that the people of color and all tribes use, not the Klansmen. He didn't know a damn thing about this. But the tribesmen knew that the pinky finger, you could, the seed would grow if you punch it. That was anybody over 7 years old. They pinky finger, the seed will grow. So that number seven means something, because a child was perfect to grow the seed. And when that seed has to have water, the water hits the seed and shoot a root down into the ground. Now, right now, due to the mirror, the invention, the greatest invention was the mirror. You have the telescope that the mind invented. When the mind invented the mirror, you get the telescope now. You can see that the semen and sperm, when it mutates, it looks like a seed, which is botany. We're going to study a little biology now. And it also looked like a tadpole, which is zoology. A tadpole is a reptilian. Now, this seed, for 3 months, in a person that has melon in their body, after 3 months, this seed will quit looking like a tadpole. And the reason it quit looking like a tadpole, it would be accustomed to its mother's melon, meaning she was the original woman, the original female on the earth. And you will start mutating and going through another cycle. You should have a 12-month cycle for a child to be born, because our seed is mixed with the reptilian seed, we come premature 9 months, and some come super premature, but after 7 months, a child can live, meaning the number seven, it had perfect eyes, but you don't know what the hell it's going to be. You don't know what mutation it might come out, normal, abnormal, or what. This is how we know in today's society that everybody is mixed with this reptilian seed. It's because science tells us that of how we're being born today. And we had to understand, the minds did, had to understand that these people was high in telepathic, meaning mental control. Now, what are we talking about? Psychological warfare on the black nation of people. Well, this story been going on for 457 years. 144 years ago, he give you the worst drug that's known to mankind, called you an emancipated slave 144 years ago, hooked you up to the worst drug that had ever hit the market for black people. And it's a funny thing about it. The color of it was white. But it's a funny thing about this drug, it wasn't sold, Brother Drew, to nobody. It was told to a black nation of people, and they got addicted to this drug. And that drug is called Christianity. The worst drug that ever hit the black community. And at 2014, if you don't know this, then it's something wrong with your mind. And you had to know, have a mind to understand what the fuck I'm saying. Because it's time out that we don't develop these minds and develop these minds in our system, but we got to know the story. We got the story from reading books of what happened over there. And this is why it is very important that you understand, thanks to the Jews, I thanks the Jews, that your diet, you can't trick with it right now. You got to have the mind to do it. You have to have the mind to see that what Elijah Muhammad had told us first, what Louis Farrakhan, Ben Amin, Dr. Ben, Dr. Clark, Carter P. Rogers, all these people done told us, what Elijah Muhammad is the most deadliest voice that ever spoke to the black people from 1932 to 74. When he told you that if your ass wouldn't quit eating pork, that our butts was going to be out for three generations, and it ain't but 90 years, that means that's 1993. And you do the stats on 1993 of how black folks was dying from heart attacks and all of these diseases versus 1932. And you understand that who you call the fool was not a so big a damn fool after he had been dead the many years, because his voice come back and haunted the black community to, you see the hanks that's out there now. everybody obese. You can tell a person that's not on pork, and if he is obese and not eating the swine, then he's eating too much sugar. You have the mind to know that now. And you should have the mind to do what you know is right. You have to develop that will. But first you have to know who been controlling your mind. And these stories are it's beautiful now, this week. On TV, Vincent Price and the old Christopher Lee movies of these people that could shape-shift themselves into the Cobra Lady, the Gear Man, the gods, all of the stuff that you read in mythology, those are not lies. These people and these things existed. That's why when you read in the book of Numbers 22 and 23 around now, where God had the strength of a unicorn. Well, what was a unicorn? That ain't no fiction. This was mutations going bad of these alien beings. These alien beings, according to the writings of the Jews, these alien beings first bred it with the beast of the field, and the beast of the field turned to what, clean and unclean animals, because all the beasts of the field at first was clean. But when they bred it with them, these 200 fallen tribes of people that they came out of the sky, and they give you the name of each one of them. When you start studying the Hebrew scrolls, they'll get, and you have to understand that the Dogon tribe, the Watusis, and the Zulu tribe, these Anunnakis bred with them. The Phoenicians, they bred with these people. That's the reason they're so smart. That's the reason the Dogon tribe knowed about the Hubble star. The Cyrus B before the Hubble telescope got here. If you trace the history of the Dogon people of Mali, they know this shit and all of this stuff that the Jews wrote. Hell, the Dogons wrote it. They got it from the Dogon, the Watusis, the Zulu. These people were cloned by the people that had came to Earth during this galactic war. Remember, Earth is the ninth star. The 10th and 11th star system don't no longer exist. That's Mars and Venus. That's really white folks always trying to go back to Mars and shit. They're trying to go back to where they came from. You don't see no niggas trying to go building no space trips, trying to go back into space. That's his mind. His mind wants to get him back. He's trying to get back up, but his ass is trapped down here. So his mind is trapped down here, and he's telepathic and ruling you. See, once you eat right, your babies will get back the material, and that's the telepathic, that's clairvoyant, that's psychomatic, that's inner tuition. And the female, the black female, has that ability now greater than the black male. Inner tuition, telepathic, and the one that's eating right, the one that's eating totally right, transferring themselves back to vegetarians and fruitarians, these women, these females, are getting themselves ready to breed for the coming of the correct mind to come back on Earth, which is going to take some time. Ask yourself, if it took 457 years for white folks to F us up like now, how in the hell you think you're going to get out of this shit this quick? No, this is the beginning of the time. This is the beginning of the sorrow. And the sorrow is that right now that we we know the truth, but very few of us. And we see that Christianity is the biggest drug that's holding me, because Islam and Judaism teaches the dietary laws, which is nowadays called the ways of Abraham. Only Christianity don't teach this. And the truth is the truth. So when we understand, and I want you to get a working idea of knowledge of where we can find this knowledge and what has happened, and we had to realize that this seed flowed through us. And then when we go to his schools of thoughts, then you can see that when we integrated into him, how white our children have got that don't know anything about black history, as so-called as we knew, because black history is world history. It didn't come with the African-American. But we can see how evolution of time, and how right now the correct mind, the mind that's waking up, in the Bible they put it like the dry bones. Dry bones be waking up with this. But what you, if you're listening to me and understand this in these ways, your mind is functioning on this, then your bones is waking up and taking shape and reforming, because you ain't going to do the shit overnight. Hell, you got to be, you'll die with some habits you know that's wrong. Shit, I know that. Hell, I probably will too. But it's for the babies. We got to teach the grandbabies. Most of us, you over 50. Well, now if you're over 35 years old, you probably got grandbabies. So this knowledge is for the grandbabies. So we have to wake up the mind so we can get this tribe of people in order and wake up mind. This is the awakening. You know, it's like the Jehovah Witness book, the awakening of the minds, the renewing of the minds, the coming of minds together. And these minds will eventually click. It'll take some time. It ain't going to be in a hurry about doing it, but it will happen. And if you want to do some heavy teaching on what I taught on today, you go in there and look at your book called The Necromancians. I don't know how much that book costs anymore. That's up online. And it's too bad that you can't get none of Dr. Yawk's books anymore. But if you're in an area that you can get some of Dr. Yawk's book, I want to get my number out. My phone number is 469-556-4786. 469-556-4786. If you're in the area where you can get any of Yawk's books, give me a call, please, or you can call me anytime if you want to talk to me about anything. But it is very imperative that the books that Yawk wrote, it's the same thing that's in the, when we study with the Jews, it's the same thing, same language, same everything. And the same books and same scrolls, all these ancient books, when we drop this, and we got to put this in our school system. We got to put it in the school system. You got to go back to the ancient language. When you go back to that ancient language, you get another vibration. And all of this will come to you when the child will understand it when he get this right diet, this child be born on this right diet. If somebody out there got grandbabies or children, if you can keep that baby for 12 years on a clean diet of nothing but vegetables and fruit, you'll have a mind, a kid with a mind that should be complete at that time. The number 12 is complete. So when he gets 13 years old, you're dealing with a mind that, if he's in the school system of this white man, this reptilian, you should see his mind be totally, tremendously more advanced. And when this kid gets ready to go to his college that he would eventually supersede his college because eventually the mind will do like, you see, the greatest example for the rest of us that got trapped over here that didn't leave with Elijah Muhammad and the minds that didn't leave with Ben Amin and we had to realize that's us over here, that's a group of people that's studying now. We had to realize that it had to come a time that we had to have a mind to either singly depart from or depart in a group from them. When I say singly, you teach a child at home. I got my daughter's doing that beautiful job on that. We got Drew did a beautiful job on his children. I mean, if you teach the children certain knowledge, the children be awesome because if we look at the Jews, let's look at the Jews. Jews do not send their children to these Goheen schools, and if they do send it, it's to spy on them. That's why they lead the world right now. When they were sending their children to the school, but they don't have to do that no more. That's a system they used on them. That's a system Grandpa used on theirs. They spied on them. They spied on them. So if we use that same system, hell, we can come out with great systems according to the Bible and according to what they're saying, because they got control of the system. So we had to understand what they done wrote in this book called Bible, Torah, Tanakh, Quran, of what we had to do to for them to help us and for us to be free away from this white boy, tyrant. Our minds had to separate from them. They give us the scriptures like Proverbs 3, verse 31, even not your oppressor choose none of his ways. Then they come back and tell you that the Gentile was cursed. They even tell you, sweet Jesus, tell you, don't teach the Gentile. And he gave you all of these little clues in there of what you wasn't supposed to do, that the minds that didn't separate and become Muslims and been Israel, then these minds had to separate. You had to be able to see that if you was a mind that hadn't. So when we go into this Bible, I use the Bible. I don't have no problem with it if you know how to read it, because the book is a warning book for a nation of people. The book is wrote about what happened over there to a nation of people that came over here from the east to the west. And then when this nation of people came over here from the east to the west, who these people was? The Jews say, watch one thing. When we go into a book that the Jews wrote called the Protocol of the Learned Elders of Zion, Protocol number 7, it says keep everything messianic, meaning that when we keep it messianic, that means that we're dealing with signs, symbols, and numbers. So according to the Bible, it tells you how we can track the reptilian, the full reptilian, the one that has no melanin in the skin and is blood type A and B. That's the descendants of a reptilian that is in its purest form.
Now, 1 minute, brother, the one minute.
Okay. So I hope we get a good working knowledge of what's going on, and we'll continue with some Masonic knowledge, because you had to understand that the signs and symbol over here is the signs of the serpent nation of people. So next week we'll discuss the present-day serpent nation of the people. Yashalawam.